Hi, it's Mark Raven. Welcome to Lean Blog Audio. This is a blog post that I published on March 6th, 2024. It's titled, Cultivating a Culture of Candor, Transforming Workplace Communication for Better Outcomes. You can find the blog post and the links that are contained in it by going to leanblog.org/audio360. Does it feel better to be vulnerable or candid in a workplace? I've learned so much from Timothy R. Clark of the firm Leader Factor, author of the excellent book, The Four Stages of Psychological Safety. I can't recommend his work enough, including his free podcast, videos, and more. There's a lot of great content out there. I hope you'll check it out. I was fortunate to go through a formal certification course with him on psychological safety. I learned even more through that. Tim was a guest on my podcast, My Favorite Mistake. There's a link to that in the blog post. He was kind enough to write a blurb about my most recent book, The Mistakes That Make Us, Cultivating a Culture of Learning and Innovation. Now, Tim Clark defines psychological safety using language that's similar to what Harvard professor Amy Edmondson uses. To synthesize them, psychological safety means a person feels or believes it's safe to speak without fear of being embarrassed, marginalized, or punished in some way in a given situation. So part of Clark's definition, I put in quotation marks, says, without fear of being embarrassed, marginalized, or punished in some way. Edmondson says it's a belief that one will not be punished or humiliated, quote unquote there, for speaking up about things like ideas, questions, concerns, or mistakes. Now, Clark uses a pithier definition of psychological safety. He calls it a culture of rewarded vulnerability. I've also heard him call this an environment of rewarded vulnerability. But either way, the key words are rewarded vulnerability. So what is vulnerability? One challenge with that short definition is the meaning of and the implications of the word vulnerable or vulnerability. As I've taught and coached others on the four stages of psychological safety frameworks that I was, again, trained, educated, certified in, I could tell with people that the word vulnerable was causing a bit of a barrier. So as I've heard and discussed with people in these settings, vulnerability sounds bad. People quite often don't want to be vulnerable. They think being vulnerable means being weak or that they are bad people. Well, it's quite the opposite, but the perception is reality. Now, the definition of vulnerable that Clark uses is helpful. Vulnerable means exposure to the risk of harm or loss. So a vulnerable act, such as disagreeing with your manager, could expose you to the risk of harm or loss. And that's the problem. The problem there is the manager or the culture or the environment, not the employee. But if we label the employee as vulnerable there or say they are being vulnerable, that seems bad. It is. Again, not bad person, bad environment. So here's the problem. When we encourage people to be vulnerable, we are asking them, in some situations, to expose themselves to the risk of professional harm or loss. So what should we be doing? When we're asking people to expose themselves to risk or danger, we're asking them to be brave or courageous. It's even better, though, when leaders can act in ways that reduce the risk or danger in a situation. It's dangerous to point out problems or to admit mistakes. Well, instead of telling people to be vulnerable, leaders can react to what people are speaking up about in kind, helpful, and constructive ways. Leaders can reward the vulnerability, as Clark talks about, or they can reduce the risk, which means there's less vulnerability. Now, people will speak up about such things, problems, mistakes, ideas, when they feel like it's safe and effective to do so. When there's a low enough level of fear And when people feel like it's not futile to speak up, they are willing to be more candid. And that's what we want, candor. So maybe we were aiming for a culture of rewarded candor. As Clark writes and talks about, what we are aiming for is candor. What is candor? We'll go back to definitions again. It's different than honesty. Honesty is about telling the truth. Candor is choosing to speak up with the truth instead of protecting yourself in a dangerous setting by holding the truth back. Candor is defined as being frank, open, and sincere in speech. So when more people feel safe to be candid, we're able to work our way to better solutions and higher levels of performance. When people share their concerns and ideas, instead of holding them back, they're being candid. When they do that, we'll all be better off for it. But if and only if, leaders are able to not just tolerate the candor, but reward it. Lower levels of risk and danger means less vulnerability. This leads to more candor, which leads to better outcomes. So the people I'm working with and talking to are more positive about the idea of being candid. Do you want to be vulnerable? No. Well, of course not. People don't want to work in a culture of fear. Do you want to be candid? Well, yes, if it's safe and effective to do so. So again, vulnerability seems negative. Candor, I think, seems very positive. So to summarize, instead of encouraging employees to be vulnerable, which means exposing themselves to risk, leaders need to act in ways that reduce the risk or danger. Instead of encouraging people to be vulnerable, we can encourage them to be candid, which they will do if leaders have cultivated a feeling of psychological safety, a belief that people will be rewarded for their candor instead of being punished for it. So that's a blog post. I'm curious to hear what you think. You can go to leanblog.org/audio36 for the blog, 360. My mistake, leanblog.org/mistake360 if you'd like to share this or if you'd like to comment and add your thoughts. As always, thanks for listening.